Let us go before the Lord in prayer, asking God to be with us through this study. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you, God, with our hearts and minds wide open. Lord, we ask that you give us understanding. Lord, you see the coronavirus is spreading across the world. God, please open our hearts, God, and give an answer why. Is it because we turned away from you? Is it because we've turned our backs on your word and your ways? Is it because we turn our backs on your truth and we've changed it for a lie? Why, God? Why has this come upon us? Lord, but you've told us if we just read your word, you'll give us understanding. So we see, God, in your word that times like these has happened before. And when the people of God turned back to you, God, you raised your hands and you relented from the punishment, from the disaster that was coming upon us because we chose to live as we please. Lord, we repent. Hear our cries, Lord. Forgive us of our sins and bless us once again so we're able to come into your presence in the name of Jesus. We pray that you strengthen us and guide us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover expectations today as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. You know, with all relationships, it comes down to expectations. See, when there's honesty and trust in a relationship, then the expectations can be right. They can be set right because they're based on honesty and respect and everything that that relationship is built on can now be met because of the expectations was set right in that relationship and the truth was told in that relationship. But when there are lies and deceit and dishonesty in a relationship, it causes wrong expectations to be set and the relationship will fail. Having expectations is about understanding what both sides requires and desires. It's understanding expectations of others about ensuring we can communicate effectively and clearly understand what their desire and needs. And they understand what we want. See, this is true with God. It is the reason he sent his son into this world. It is the reason he sent forth his commandments to communicate his expectations. And that we would have and know what God expects from us. See, you and I cannot have wrong expectations about what God is going to do. For it depends on how we choose to live. We'll not be able to say we did not know. We have God's word now. The Lord knows our life. He's going to repay based on what we have done. Some will receive good things. Others will receive bad things because of the wrong expectations they have about what God will and won't do in them. You and I have to see this. If we have wrong expectations and we spread our hands out in prayer, hands that shed blood, hands that carries out sins, our prayers would not be answered by God. We must wash our hands and make ourselves clean and repent so God doesn't tell us to take ourselves and our evil deeds out of his sight. We must stop doing wrong and learn to do right. We have the wrong expectation regarding fasting. We don't receive what we're seeking. We cannot fast as we do and expect our voice to be heard from on high. It's choosing a day to humble ourselves when all the other days we do as we please. Choosing a day to bow our heads, but on all the other days we walk pridefully and arrogantly before God. We have the wrong expectations about fasting. See, if we have wrong expectations, we'll make falsehoods up and lies about what God has declared and what God will do when he has not spoken to us, or we'll listen to someone else who declare what God when God has not spoken to them. Be careful of those who do a bunch of declaring things that they do and say in God's name. The Lord is the one who speaks and declares his word. It is the Lord who declares, who ordains. All we can do is proclaim it and declare what God will do. What God has already said. So we can't have a wrong expectation regarding Christ's return. We have to keep watch. We don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is going to return. We have to keep watch and not allow our house to be broken into by Satan or somebody else trying to corrupt God's ways. We must be ready. The Son of Man will come on a day when we are not expecting him. You and I have to have the right expectations about God. See, we can't have the wrong expectations, not seeking God through his word, not following Christ Jesus. See, if we turn to the way we used to live before, if we go back to doing things as we've done before, the Lord will come when we're not expecting him and place us with the hypocrites, the word of God says, where there will be weeping and garnishing of teeth. You and I have to have the right expectation, man. The wrong expectations leads us down the wrong path, down the wrong road with God. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24, verses 48-51. See, our faith can't be built on wrong expectations. It will produce wrong results and great disappointment in our life. And whoever we're spreading it with, there'll be massive disappointment because we built our whole faith in God on wrong expectations. Matthew 24, verses 48-51 says, "But suppose that my servant is wicked and says to himself, 'My master's staying away a long time.' And he then begins to beat his fellow servants to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him in an hour he is not aware of. And we cut him into pieces and assign him to a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and garnishing of teeth." We can't have wrong expectations regarding God's love. God says, what good for us to only love those who love us? What good does it do to only do good to those who do good to us? Is that not what sinners do already? The Lord says we must love our enemies, do good without expecting anything back. We'll be greatly rewarded by God. He is a merciful God. We have to have the right expectations of how we walk with the Lord. So we can't have wrong expectations about being a servant of God, a leader of God's people. Becoming impatient with God. We can't get it in our heads that the Lord is taking too long. He's not moving fast enough. And start mistreating God's people and mistreating and misusing God's offering and misusing God's word. The Lord will come on a day when we're not expecting, on an hour when we're not aware, and place us with unbelievers. We can't have wrong expectations about God. So we can't get it wrong how God is going to deal with sins after coming to know Christ Jesus. Scripture says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we receive the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice is left for us. Only fearful expectations of judgment and raging fire that will consume those who do not walk in God's truth. We must have a repentant heart, see. One that quickly turns back to God. And one that knows that it needs to stop sinning. We have to have right expectations because wrong expectations will lie to us and tell us that we can continue to sin and carry our sin and never overcome our sin, never repent of our sins, and we're still going to go into the kingdom of God. See, that is the wrong expectation. Have you ever known someone who worked hard at doing something? But they would not follow their instructions, even though it was given to them. It was right there. It came with the package. I know most men do this, and I know there's a lot of women do it as well. See, they put all their heart and soul into what they're doing. Thinking with their mind, coming up with things in their mind of how this thing should be put together, see. They won't follow this. They don't even read the instructions. But in the end, it's all wrong. Help the Lord. And it all has to be taken apart and redone again because you didn't want to follow instructions. You just felt it in your mind. You seen it. You thought you knew how to put goals together. So you start putting it together wrong. But in the end, it is not the way it should go. You have the wrong expectation about that package and how that thing should be put together. See, and you can have the wrong expectation about your walk of faith. See, if we want our expectation to be right regarding our relationship with God, then we have to keep the commandments of God, follow the commandments of God, read the commandments of God. It will lead us to doing what is right in God's sight, so things will go well for us and our family as promised by the Lord. We'll be put together, our faith will be put together correctly. See, we need to have the right expectations of how we come to the Lord so He will answer us. So when we ask the Lord to listen to our cries and hear our voice, to bless our requests, and we have to have faith in that. We have to believe that we could, if I follow this word, if I listen to the Lord, then God would answer me. He will bless me. So we have to wait with expectation so that God would answer us. We must trust in God. You, Lord, take no pleasure in evil. You want the best for us. See, our expectations have to be right so we get an answer from God. See, if we do away with the yoke of oppression, if we stop the pointing of fingers, if we don't have this malicious and slanderous talk against one another, see, if we spend ourselves on behalf of the hungry, then the Lord will shine light in our darkest areas, guide our way, satisfy our needs, and answer our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Our expectation will be right if we keep our feet from breaking God's Sabbath and stop doing as we please on God's holy day. If we honor the Lord, honor His Sabbath day by doing as God's command, not doing as we please, not speaking idle words, then we will find joy in the Lord. God will be with us. He will walk with us. He'll hold us up. He'll protect us. Our expectation will be right if we never turn away from God. If we put away all the detestable idols, you know those things we like to put before God. Before we do anything for God, we got to carry out and worship and shine it up and you know, put it on a pedestal. See, those are idols. Those things we put before God. Our expectation will be right if we walk in truth. If our ways are righteous, we'll be blessed by God. And see, He'll bring joy and glory into our lives. Man, we get to experience God, and it'll be an amazing feeling for you and I to have the right expectation. Knowing I have the right expectation, my faith is built on the right expectation that God is going to move in my life. He's going to protect me. He's going to put a shadow around me. He's going to put a hedge of protection, because my expectation is what God expects for me and how I'm supposed to walk before God is right. It's based on His word. I, the voice of Christ Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is working inside. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. See, no matter how we started out with this thing, our expectations have to get right for us to experience the blessings of God. We can't keep carrying on with idle words and notions and myths that have been made up. We need to see the truth so we have right expectations with God. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 2 says, "If you will return, O Israel, return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in truthful, just and righteous ways you swear as surely as the Lord lives today, then the nation will be blessed by Him and in Him, and they will glory." See, our expectations have to be right. If we change our ways, if we change our actions and deal with each other justly, if we don't oppress the aliens and the fatherless and the widows, if we do not shed innocent blood, if we do not allow others and follow other gods and let others be our gods, the Lord will let us live because our ways are right before Him. Our expectation will be right if we live our lives in expectation of Christ's return. Our expectation will be right if we remember all that Christ has done, giving sight to the blind, healing the sick, raising the dead, and sharing the good news. See, when our expectations are right, we are blessed if we don't fall away, but remaining hopeful in God all the way to the end through all situations and circumstances. See, we have right expectation if we keep looking forward to the returning of Christ Jesus. if we get ready to welcome him and able to pass through judgment and with no issue, because our expectations was right, God. We stayed to your word. We stayed to the Spirit of God. Our faith must remain intact. We must remain faithful. So when Jesus comes, we will rejoice with our King, with our Lord. There'll be a great banquet, you and I be able to enter in because our expectations is right. We'll be dressed in white robes and God will welcome us in because we had right expectations. Lord, we stayed to your word. Our expectations of you came from your word. So our expectations have to be right with God and what we can expect from God. The Apostle Peter looked at the man who was expecting to get from him something and said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I will give you." And Peter said, "In the name of Jesus, walk." Taking him by the hand, Peter helped the man up, and instantly his feet and ankles were strengthened. We have to have the right expectation about God, what God is going to do about the healing power of Jesus. We have to have the right expectation regarding those who are called by God to assist and instruct and lead his people into the ways of God. Unlike what Cornelius did, who fell to Peter's feet with great expectation and reverence for Peter. We must not glorify the person God sends, but always glorify God. The person called by God should do the right thing as Peter. And he told Cornelius to stand up, Cornelius. I'm only a man as myself. See, our praise and worship must be to God and not to another. It's critical to our faith that is built on right expectation. Regarding God the Father and his Son, Christ Jesus. Regarding how we must live and as we eagerly wait in great expectation and hope so we are not ashamed when Christ returns. Right expectations allows us to have courage to exalt the name of Jesus Christ in our body, whether by life or death. See, our expectations are right when we believe that whether I live in Christ is gain or whether I die in Christ is gain. It does not matter. I am in Christ. I have a great expectation of eternal life with God. See, once our expectations are right, we can start having the right expectation about what God will do. God's expectation would have us being baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin, repenting when we fall short. Having God's expectations ensure God's promise for us and our children and those whom God has called. We have God's expectation about what we receive from God now. God will give to each one of us according to what we have done. Those who persist in doing good, who seek glory, honor, and immortal life will receive eternal life of God. But those who are self-seeking, who reject God's truth, who follow evil, will receive God's wrath. Expectations have to be right. So you know what you receive, what you understand, what you're going to get from God based on how you've been walking before God. We have God's expectation because we have God's requirements and his word is written on our heart. Our conscience is clear, see, and it bears witness of the goodness and the good thoughts we have about what we can expect from God. Go with me to Romans chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. Right expectations ensure we have it right about what God will do and won't do regarding our salvation. Romans chapter 2, verses 15 to 16 says, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bear witness, and their thoughts now are assured, now even defending them. This would take place on the day when God would judge men's secrets through Christ, as my gospel declares. So we have to have right and godly expectation regarding working on our salvation. We must have a right expectation regarding always obeying the Lord, not only in this present time, but continually to work on our salvation with fear and trembling all the days of our lives. See, having godly expectation found in God's word causes us to press forward towards the prize which God has called us heavenly. In Christ Jesus, we It causes us to mature so we have the right view of things, and God makes things clear to us. Right? Godly expectations help us live up to what has been called, what God has put in us, what we've come to know about God. See, godly expectations allows us to handle death. We're not ignorant about those who fall asleep. See, but we don't grieve like the world, those who are without hope. We have godly expectations because we believe Jesus died and rose again, and God will bring back to life those who have fallen asleep in Christ Jesus. We have the right expectation about what God is going to do when we die. Having the right expectation with God makes us free those evil desires and pursue righteousness and godliness and faith and love and embrace and the goodness of God and the gentleness of the Lord. We can fight the good fight of faith because we have right expectations with the Lord as we wait for eternal life with God. See, we have right and godly expectation with God and salvation. We know if we rid ourselves of all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, all envy, all slander, God will receive us as newborn babies. Godly expectation will have us craving spiritual milk, growing our salvation so we can taste the goodness of God. See, having right expectation will cause God to honor our sacrifices. We serve him night and day. Having right expectation with God ensures we will not go hungry. We're not thirsty anymore. See, God will not allow the sun to be down on us. He will protect us. Christ will be our shepherd and lead us to springs of living water and wipe away from every tear from our eyes. If we live right, if we walk right, if our faith is right, if our expectations is right with God, the Lord will grant us salvation and eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. We got to have it is so critical that our expectations are right. So now the question is, what kind of expectation do you have? Have you thought about it? I mean, clearly, look, I know what it feels like to be a religious person. But I also know that following religions makes me set the wrong expectations about what God will and won't do in my life. So you and I got to understand this. We can't have the wrong expectations about God, about how, you know, we're going to be, we can live as we please and still be saved. You can't have the wrong expectations about that. So you can't have wrong expectations about this religious stuff talking about breakthroughs when God's never talked about breakthroughs. So you can't have the wrong expectation about what God's going to do in your life. So you can't have the wrong expectation that you don't have to change. Nothing about you have to change. You can't have the wrong expectation that you can't fall away, because God's words clearly says you can. See, you can't have the wrong expectation about judgment and what's going to happen to you as when we stand before Christ Jesus. We can't have the wrong expectation or our faith will fail. Our relationship with God will fail. Our relationship with Christ Jesus will fail because it's built on a wrong expectation, because we're spending our time trying to think that we can declare stuff in us. And man, you can't declare nothing in us. We have wrong expectations thinking that we can bless God. God gave you everything you need. You can't bless the Lord. Blessed is the Lord, but you can't bless God. See, God is the one who blesses, because God has everything. There's nothing you have that God needs back. God can make this rock scream out. See, he doesn't need you and I. So who are we to say we can bless God? These are the wrong expectations, but we've been taught this through religious practices and teachings, not through God's word. But see, you and I, Lord help us, we're trying to have right expectations with God. So our faith is established correctly in the Lord, and our expectations is right about our relationship with God. See, we have expectations that I got to be born again. I need a new Cecil. I can't live and follow God being my old self. I need a new creation, and I need to become a new creation in God. That's a right expectation for you to have. See, I have the right expectation that God can deliver me from every sin. See, no, I don't need a breakthrough. I need deliverance. I need the Lord to take me through so I learn, so I repent and never turn back again. See, I need deliverance. I don't need him to just do something and there's no lesson. I don't learn anything from. No, I need to be delivered. Take me through it, Lord. See, if you look at God's word, he delivered. He took him through it. He taught him as he was taking him through. See, that's what deliverance is. And I have the right expectation that I will always seek God. I have to always be seeking God. We got to always be looking for the Lord, always inquiring of God. This is having a right expectation with God. And then I have a right expectation about my sin. I have to overcome my sin. My sins have to be put to death according to God's word. See, I have a right expectation. See, I have a right expectation about my desires. I can't have sinful and evil desires and thinking I'm a child of God walking right before. I got to examine my desires. I got to get my desires right until they're right before God. I got to have the right expectation about what happens when I have ungodly desires. And I have a right desire about being spirit-led. Not led by some religious group of people, but spirit-led, led by God's spirit. Fellowshipping with one another in Christ Jesus. You got to have the right expectations. And it's got to be based on God's word. Not something made up. Not doctrine, not theology. But God's word helps you and I have the right expectation about what God will do and what God expects for us to do. We have to have the right expectation to establish our faith correctly in God. We can't have these wrong expectations. It'll lead us in the wrong place. And we'll be standing there in Christ and be like, I never knew you. You'd be like, oh God, I did this for you, God. I did this. I built this for you. I did that for you, God. I saved this much money for you, God. I did all this for God because I never knew you. I never knew you. You never established a relationship with me under the right expectation that my word speaks about. You kept trying to build a false relationship with me, and I didn't honor that. So I don't know you. But you and I, Lord, help us. When we have right expectations, they then become godly expectations. Lord Jesus, help us, God. See, when we have godly expectations, it then prompts us to remain faithful through every situation, through all circumstances, good or bad. We're faithful, God. We know how to be faithful. We have the right expectation that you'll bring us through. See, then we have this expectation that we need to become like Christ Jesus. We need to take on the attitude of Christ. We need to follow in the footsteps of Christ. See, this is the working on your salvation. We're working on ourselves. Lord, we have the right expectation of who we're trying to be like. Are you trying to be like Christ? Are you trying to be like some person, a pastor? Who are you trying to be like? See, you got to have the right expectation. Who are you trying to become? And Lord, help us. We got the right expectation about your presence, godly expectation. The Lord, if we walk right, if we do right, God, you will enter into our presence. You allow us to be in your presence, God. We'll feel your presence. You'll wake us up at night and give us dreams. And Lord, you're speaking to our heart. We have the right expectations, God. We have godly expectations about you moving in our lives. See, when our expectations are right, they become godly because we know, God, you're having good godly expectations means I will be purified and sanctified. See, this is having godly expectations. Lord Jesus, help us. And Lord, when we have godly expectations, God, our expectations, Lord, if we work on our salvation, Lord, you will help us to mature, God, to be a saint, to become a priest of God, to enter in God's God. See, we got to have godly expectations, but godly expectation only comes after we have built right expectations into our faith. You and I got to see this. God wants us to have right and godly expectations so our relationship with him is right. Christ says, man, you got to have that relationship with me because my relationship with my Father is always going to be right. So we got to do the right thing in our faith and walking in our faith and base it on God's word so our expectation, what we see, what God is going to do and what God expects of us is right. And it then generates the prize, the reward that God is talking about in our life and all the promises of God and all the truth of God are coming, truth in our life because Lord, we made sure our expectation was right with you and not wrong, and it's based on your word, your Son, and your Spirit, God. Praise God. Our expectations have to come from God's word. There are good things contained in it for those whose faith is right, who holds to its truth. There are bad things in it for those who don't believe, whose expectations are based on lies and falsehoods and myths. Our expectation has to be right, so our relationship with God is right. Praise God. God wants the best for us. He wants us to have a good relationship with him and his Son. Praise the Lord. Christ closed the gap for us, so we can have a right and godly expectation with him and the Father. He bound it up. He closed the gap, the cavern. He made it a way so you and I can have the right expectation with God. And then God can have the right expectation of how we're going to live. Thank you, Lord. I remember when I was a very religious-minded person. I expected and thought all things of God's word that it would immediately come up on me. And that's what they was teaching me. I immediately became this saint and this priest of God. And then God opened my eyes. See, we have to believe it when others tell us that we're a priest of God. We just believe all that stuff. A saint of God, the most, you know, a child of the Most High. See, you got to see that this is a process that God wants you to grow into. The Lord had to open our eyes so we could have the right expectations about how this is going to go, how this journey is going to pan out, and how it's going to develop us along the way and give us understanding. See, we can't claim things written in God's word when they're not written on our hearts. You can't declare things that's not in you, that's not written on you, that God hasn't planted in you, that he has not deposited in you. You can't just declare things of God. God declares, but we can say, Lord, you declare. Lord, I proclaim your greatness and mercy because, God, you've written on my heart, Lord. We have not been totally transformed yet to where it's written on us and it's in us and we feel it and we walk in. And see, this is the work. We got to continue working on our salvation as God correcting us and strengthening us, and so we have the right expectation of how we're walking before God, that we can see our path is right. God, look at my walk, God. And look, I got rid of all things you said I need to get rid of, God. And look at me, God. I built my expectations on your word. I built my expectations that my walk has to be right before you, God, so we can have a right relationship. God says we have to work on our salvation. Allow the Spirit of the Lord be at work in us. Wrong expectation will lead us to have false claiming the things of God. If we have right expectations, God will be with us. We have nothing to fear. Our relationship with God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, will be based on a solid foundation because it's based on your word, your son, and your spirit, God. Our expectations came from your word. What I expected, God, to happen in my life came to be, God, because you were faithful. And God, I looked at my life and changed my life and ordered my steps, God, by your word, by your son, and your spirit, God, so you can have a right expectation of what I will do, God. Let our relationship be built on right expectations, on godly expectations, so our relationship will be right with God, and God will bless us. He'll bless our life and our family, and God will move in our lives. We'll feel his presence in our life. This is what God is offering us, to have a right relationship with him, built on right expectations that have come from God. And then God, we worked on our salvation. We worked on ourselves, Lord. We worked on our walk. God, we allowed your spirit to change things about us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for helping us with our expectations so they are right, so our faith is right. Guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.